Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you very much, Jacob Ray, in for Lucius Alexander today. Send L.A. some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. We're going to have Stephen Jones on the horn here in just a second on your home of the Cowboys. As we got an afternoon Week 16 matinee for you coming up Sunday afternoon here with the Chargers in town. 3:25?
Noon.
We got an early one. Noon.
So you're going to have
next three.
You're going to have the pregame with Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus at 9 o'clock a.m. We're finishing up the season with three noon games, including a Christmas shot.
We got the Sunday game, the Thursday game, and looking forward to it. Yeah, we'll be out there. We're trying to determine if we're going to be out at the Plaza this weekend. We'll have to see with the weather. We'll get that taken care of tomorrow.
Stephen Jones joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. How you doing? Merry Christmas, sir. Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Happy holidays to you as well. Now, how big of a disappointment, let's look back here real quick, for you was it? It looked like Jerry was pretty jammed up there at the end of that one. It went viral on social after watching J.J. McCarthy do what he did.
Well, I just think, obviously disappointing the loss is. And, in general, obviously the results of, for the season up to this point were just not gotten to where we thought we could get, but certainly we got three games left, and we're going to go out and, go to work and continue to improve. And that's kind of the task at hand. And I really think, at a minimum, we're not mathematically eliminated, but also know that we're also building, for Coach Schottenheimer and his staff, momentum for next year.
Yeah, how important is that to avoid consecutive losing seasons for the first time in over 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what we want to avoid. No one wants to go down that road. Certainly, I know this team, with the leadership we have on it, and the guys want to go out and compete and get the job done down the home stretch here. Very important to finish strong, and certainly we've had a good week of practice, and but at the same time, we know we've got a lot of work to do.
So speaking of the good week of practice, has Trayvon Diggs done everything that you needed him to do to meet the standard to be playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I think he's certainly trending in the right direction. I mean, looks like that certainly could very well be the case. And I know he wants to get out there and compete. He's a competitor and certainly trending that way. But we'll play that up till game time and see where we go.
Steven, I know that you guys, you try and stand in the way of what your coaches and coaches' decisions are and stuff. Can you comment about Matt moving to the coaches' box and why at this point, and if you kind of thought it was something that maybe could have helped the team, why not was that done earlier?
Yeah, I think Matt historically has been comfortable on the sideline. I think as we've evolved over the course of the season, we're looking for ways to improve. And, we thought we had made some good steps there, but the last couple games, hadn't been as good. And, we're just looking for long-term solutions. And certainly want to look at options. And Coach Schottenheimer is the one who came up with the idea and sat with Coach Eberflus, and they came to the conclusion it'd be a good idea.
Troy Aikman made some comments earlier today about the front office involvement with the coaching staff, and he just feels that should all be head coach decisions. So does Shoddy get the final say when it comes to making changes or anything with the staff, or is that something maybe you and Jerry also are involved in?
No, I mean, I would say 99% of the time we go with what Coach Schottenheimer and his staff want to go with. I mean, anytime you have ownership in anything, you obviously, if you're keeping up with anything in a responsible way, then you certainly want to know what's going on. But at the same time, you're also supportive of the people you put in place to make those decisions.
If Coach wanted to make a change then on the staff, he would just run it by you guys, and then you would do the best you can to help him see that through, right?
Yeah, guys, we're not going to get into theoreticals. We're worried about the upcoming game. We play the Chargers, and we'll continue to work hard and not only to beat the Chargers, but obviously to continue to take the next steps to make this a better football team as we go forward in the future.
What's the most important thing to win or most important matchup to get the best of the Chargers on Sunday?
Yeah, I think, these guys like to possess the ball. They win their time of possession most of the time. Obviously, they're, a solid football team, only lost 4 games this year. But I think, they certainly are going to count on the run. We have improved on the run since we brought Q in here, Quinnen Williams, and, Phil.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Like that's going to be real important is first and second down and, try to get, work to get them behind the chains. That's when they have their most success is when they have success on first and second down. And, that's important. But, that's a typical Coach Harbaugh football team is to possess the ball. And then, the same holds true, on playing their defense. You don't want to get behind the chains because they do get after the passer and, we need to have success and, get back to our explosives on the offensive side of the ball.
It was certainly gutting to hear the Daron Bland news, getting to have interviewed him several times. You guys know him well, worked super hard. Any context you can add to us on how long or any time frame this could lead into for 2026?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine for 2026. I think it should be something where he's ready to go, has a real chance to be ready to go for the mini camps and all of that. Our guys will do a good job getting him ready, but I don't see, any lingering thing other than pushing him into, having a thorough off season with his rehab and hopefully be ready to go for all of our mini camps and things of that nature.
You extended Hunter Lipke back in September. He looked awesome in place for Javonte Williams until the concussion. How do you view his role moving forward? Would you like to see a little more Lipke involved?
Yeah, he's at the end of the day, he's just an all-around solid player. I think our guys, Will, and our guys in scouting said it best, whether it's a offensive rep at fullback, at H-back, at, if you need him to run the football, special teams, he's going to win his rep. And he's just a really good football player and a great guy to have on our football team.
Steven, when you meet with the coaches, what have they talked to you about, you and Jerry, about how to get Pickens more involved? The last couple of weeks, it looks like the teams have done their best to try and limit the number of opportunities he has.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to keep your best players involved. Obviously, it's opened up opportunities for CD the last couple of games, but at the same time, you want to keep everybody involved, your weapons. And certainly, I think, George has had a great week of practice and look forward to getting him even more touches as we move forward. But, those are the things that come with that in terms of, you know, if they put too much emphasis on one guy, it certainly opens it up, you know, for other players. And it's great to have guys like George Pickens and CD and Javonte and Ferguson. Great to have those weapons there. I know Dak certainly is great at knowing, you know, what they're giving him and where to get the ball.
Did seeing the injuries in the NFL last week affect your opinion at all on you know, sitting guys out if you do become mathematically eliminated?
No. Our guys are in this to win football games. We want to get momentum as we head toward the end of the season. Certainly, you know, injuries are a part of it. There were, you know, obviously some injuries to some high-profile players. You always hate to see that, whether it's high-profile or any player. You don't want to see injuries, but you know, obviously it's a, you know, the NFL, it's a contact sport and a physical game. And, you know, unfortunately injury comes with it. But at the same time, you know, I do know this, you go out and watch our practice, you know, starts at the top with the quarterback. They want to go out and they want to win football games. And certainly that's our goal, you know, as we get prepared to play the Chargers.
As far as areas that you want to see improvement on in these last three games, I imagine, is edge pressure at the top of that, or what would you say? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think any – I think I've heard it said by a whole lot of good football people, every quarterback's kryptonite's pressure, and we certainly could use more of it. Since we've gotten Quinnum with the Cowboys, since he's joined the Cowboys, I think he actually leads the league in pressures from the defensive tackle spot. But obviously we're not getting enough pressures because we're, you know, we're giving up explosive plays and we're not getting the ball. So we can always improve upon that. And, you know, just as a whole on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, certainly last week we didn't do a good job of getting touchdowns. We moved the ball and settled for field goals and didn't move it when we needed it the most. But, you know, this whole team needs to continue to improve and certainly we like a lot of the pieces we have in place, but also know we have to get better as a football team.
Love it, Steven. Have a great weekend, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Take care, guys.
Salute. There you go, Steven Jones. Every Friday, usually 3 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Wanted to float the sketch, move it up 15 minutes. We do that for him anytime he asks. We'll catch up with him a couple more times this season, including next Friday, the day after Christmas. All righty. Coming up next here, Wolchuk, what do we got in store?
All right. We can hit you with the football fix. We got the game of the year, and let's get you ready for the CFP. That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.